Titans doing good. Bye week, nigga.
They didn't play no.
Yeah, no. It's great.
The Eagles did not.
Two Blood Podcast.
Doobie.
Mofos and Mofets. What up?
What up? What up?
How you doing?
I'm trying to light some up. And they stay down.
And they say yeah.
And they stay down.
Y'all know that in the words he says that it's not. And they stay there. It's and they say yeah.
Oh, I thought it was and they stay down.
No,
no. And they I always thought it was and they stay there.
It's and they say yeah.
I love this song. I gotta say, I love this song.
Do you really?
Always have.
It's a good one. This is a good one. You know, football. Football pod, we're going to talk a little sports with y'all. You know, the playoffs started.
Yep.
How about them Chiefs?
How about them
Titans? What y'all know about them?
Hopefully
they threw the ball.
Patrick Mahomes is a cheater.
Unlike the Eagles.
Okay, wait. We just going everywhere.
I'm pissed.
Hey, man, it was, but y'all.
We played Tampa Bay.
That's what I was going to say.
But y'all played Pittsburgh, too. Y'all did good with them.
I thought they
handled them. I mean, if you're a real Chiefs fans,
y'all took Ben out
for like that first quarter.
Yeah.
Oh, you talk about the nerves. We've had many a games where you see that start and it just start bad like that, and then just, you know. But
earlier in the season, that was what was wrong with the team, is that y'all would start like that and you wouldn't correct the ship. But then y'all made the adjustments.
It was a lot of growing pains early in the year, I think.
You only watched your team lose 5 games.
That's a lot.
That feels like a lot, to be honest. But still.
Not when your team lost 9 or 8 or 7. 9-7?
That feels.
9-7?
But ooh, when God. You go for years and years and years.
You don't trust it.
Yeah. Oh, we got our Super Bowl, and I still like, every week I'm nervous as fuck. Stay nervous.
I feel you on that one.
But. You know, I got faith in my boys.
That's what I'm saying. If you ain't going to have no faith, you need to get up there and suit up and go out there with them.
Speaking of the boys.
Birds. The birds are gone.
Kansas City. You ready?
They have a football song?
You ready?
Is this medical?
Tech 9.
3.
This is medical music.
2. 1. Go. Welcome to the Red Kingdom.
Yeah. The Titans had a movie, bro. I don't want to hear this shit. Titans had a whole movie, nigga. It don't matter. The Titans had a movie. That wasn't the same team?
Nah, that wasn't the same team, man.
No, Denzel is not the coach.
I thought it
that
was
that shit came out when they were Bertier Oilers.
Bertier does not play for them. Gary Bertier.
Yeah, Sunshine ain't on the team.
Nah, he's not.
Sunshine on the team.
Dude. I guess they got a Hill could be.
Hey, we got a Sunshine
ish.
That's funny. I'd appreciate it. Like, at least I would feel more confident in my team winning. If they had like a Sunshine where everybody thought he was gay and didn't want to tackle him, really?
Oh, shit.
They might.
I mean, there's probably somebody up
there's
there.
There's a few of them.
If these coaches
came out saying, like,
we're smart, I'd have them niggas in booty shorts. Come on, going out there. just the fucking scariest shit for dudes. I'd have a whole gay team going out there. And somebody Vogue on the way. Do that
shit.
That'll
show you. That'll show you all the mature defensive players that are like, I don't give a fuck. My job is to tackle. You'd be like, okay, I'm gonna pick that dude up.
I mean, it's not gonna be many, and the coach is gonna be upset.
Oh shit, that's a win. You can throw in the football fourth. Tackle and that dude. You in the Bible Belt.
Oh no, I might catch the gay. Oh Lord, Tim, come pray before we have this game because we don't want to catch the gay and the COVID.
They're like, why are all the All-Stars from Oregon University?
Oh, shit.
Why are they from progressive colleges?
Hey.
How you doing? I'm here to play football.
Oh, man, that's funny.
I would be that coach. First coach. The whole kicker gay. Don't even care.
Are you allowed to ask that, though?
What?
I mean, I guess you can't really, draft. You can't scout that, do you?
I mean, Bill Belichick.
How are you going to scout that? Where are you going to be looking for closeted kids in high school?
That's how you figure out how they good or not.
You just go in the gym and see who's staring at dicks.
You just be creeping around, like.
Which kid are you staring at dicks? It's you. Jamal. Come on over, Jamal. You're going to Northwestern.
CCTV, though?
Nah, just walk in. Damn. I mean, I wouldn't even go to the games. I'm going straight to the gym. Who's being weird in here? It's you. Come on. Oh, come on. You.
That's your scouting process.
That's my scouting process, bro.
It ain't if they can run the 40.
Damn. Coach Keaton Lewis. Fuck the 40. What the 40 matter? Ain't nobody gonna try to touch this nigga. So 40 matter.
Like, and how can you vogue for me?
Vogue a little bit.
Vogue for, he got a 4-3 vogue.
But you can't do that in the gym. You gotta take them, you know, to the basketball gym with nobody in it. Like, all right, I know your secret. Can I get it.
You gonna get like catwalk.
You gonna have like heel cleats.
Oh hell no. I need him to be able to move. But I don't need to move that fast.
They can.
Whatever makes men uncomfortable, bro. If I gotta have them out there assless, chapped out, bro, come on, let's go.
Damn.
You ain't nobody gonna tackle you with no pants.
You're gonna have the Prince team.
Oh, worse than the Prince
blouses.
Team. Yeah. Yeah. That's how they won that game. Blouses. Did you want to? Like, nah, he said
won.
It.
They won because Prince could ball.
Nah, he can ball, but he also had a blouse on. And he's one of the dudes. Charlie Murphy said
I would say
you don't want to push up on a dude.
Maybe attributed to one or two points in that game.
Charlie Murphy said he didn't want you look and to guard like, them niggas.
Yeah. Is this nigga about to shoot this J in this shirt? Like, well, then, and that count? Like, all right, he got that. But
then again, I
but then you get so, as a man, you should be like, oh, hell no, I'm not about to lose to this cat.
You're already down 20, buddy. Because you scared to guard on. And you got to think, Charlie Murphy said they were doing fruity-ass plays, too. They were playing the blouses up.
Well, I mean, it's if you playing football, like it's full on contact. So
yeah, I see you gonna want some pants on.
But you gotta, you know what I'm saying? Like
I don't know. I mean, I've never, like I said, I've never played. I've only been pushed over with a football in my hand before.
You make it sound like Charlie Brown.
That's what they call tackling.
Either way, it hurt. I was scared to death. I just saw this monkey ass looking white boy coming at me, and I was like, I thought I was fast. I'm black. Oh shit!
You got that sound. Do, 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 do.
I mean, he pushed me so hard, I rolled on my neck. I was like, oh shit, done. I never played football again with the friends and nothing. We're playing basketball.
Played football?
Like, after that? No, I was like, what the fuck are we doing this
like,
for?
Like, not even just with the homies?
That was with the homies. We played with
the homies. That's what traumatized you was like?
Yeah. Yeah,
so neighborhood football traumatized
with the white folks, yeah.
Oh, man.
I thought I had the nicotine. We were going to win.
You still could have won. You probably
no. I think we
probably still won after you quit.
I didn't quit that time. I quit after the game.
You finished the game.
I finished the game. Yeah.
What was your stats?
For you, don't pass to me anymore after that one. I mean, I got that long ass catch. I was like, oh, nigga, good. Thought he was fast, and then just out of nowhere, monkey looking white boy, pasty looking white boy.
I said a monkey look.
Bam! Just boom! I was like, oh my god! Off my feet. On my neck.
Yeah, one catch, a lot of yards.
Yeah, a lot of yards. I was doing a lot of defense.
One concussion.
I was feeling like I was doing a lot of defense.
Tyler Lockett.
I was free safety and a lot. I was biting down passes. But other than that, don't put me on offense because if they get hit me the wrong way, I'm getting back up. We fighting.
Oh, damn.
I don't like fighting. That. Yeah, I don't want to be hit like that.
But play you're defense.
Pull the flag. So I'm sorry. Pull the flag.
Why not play defense and then you can hit people?
I'm cool with that.
Yeah.
I feel better about that.
See, you play defense.
So I can get all boot or bakered.
What is that?
He got knocked the fuck out last night.
Oh, I can get hit too.
Well, yeah,
I mean, can get like checked
down
like
for a hit.
Not
dude, hit him back.
See, I don't like the whole hitting thing. That's why I don't think I like football. I don't want to get hit.
Oh. Gator time.
So you just don't want contact. Okay.
I don't like contact sports. Like even watching hockey, I'd be like, man. And they fight.
So you'd be like, so curling. Baseball,
basketball, because they fight, but it's not.
Basketball's physical.
It's super physical, and
basketball's a little.
It's
not that,
yeah,
it's a little not weird. Physical.
It get weird physical because you'd be like niggas be dunking
no
on you
and shit. So
yeah, it's like, just straight.
You rather?
I'd rather play basketball than football if I had a choice.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Most people.
Yeah, because I'm not getting knocked off my feet out of nowhere.
You play football, Johnny?
Oh, I'd much rather play football than basketball.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, it would suck to get hit, but I do not enjoy.
Did you play football like when you were younger?
Yeah, I was a nose guard or nose tackle. And then a running back.
Hey, hell yeah.
Pee-wee.
Still. Okay. Still, Pee-wee Johnny shit. Put the jukes on the niggas.
I was the biggest mother. I was Derrick Henry, bro. I was that big kid.
Oh, you just running through. Yeah, he's just running through little kids and shit.
Okay, so.
Yeah.
So there's a joke.
Mm-hmm.
You got patched. Do you know what that is?
Uh-uh.
Okay, so in Little League, they have required like weight limits and shit. So the big kids have to play like the line and shit. I don't know if they still do this.
Yeah.
But they patched them. So they'd have to wear this patch.
Oh shit.
With a football. It's a football patch. It was just a patch of a football. It looked like the shape of a football that if you had that on, you weighed too much. So you couldn't play like running back, quarterback. Aww. Because you would just
plow.
Body cats and just
damn.
Run little motherfuckers over.
That's sick.
So you never wanted to get patched. Because if you got patched, it was basically like, yo, that's a fat motherfucker.
It's a big kid.
You got this fat kid.
Yeah. Just guard. He was technically labeled the fat kid. So.
Damn.
You was just the tall, big kid.
I was the tall, big kid that wore my helmet off.
Did you guys have like punt, pass, run?
Do you remember?
Yeah. Punt, pass, kick.
Punt, pass, kick. You guys have that?
Yeah. I mean, they have it. They have it. I think it's in every state, right? Every state with a football team.
It was weird.
You ever see the Andy Reid pump passing kick?
Yeah, that fool looked like he was like 30.
Yeah. He was like, what, 12? 11 or something like that in that video?
Jesus Christ.
Look up Andy Reid's
pump passing kick.
Yeah, he's a big boy.
No, I wouldn't. I guess I was a big kid. I didn't know it.
Out of that ball.
The football coaches used to walk up to me and be pissed that I wouldn't play. They'd be like, you playing football this year or next year?
I could see that.
I'd be like, no, yeah. I'm in the band, you know?
I'm sure that pissed them off.
I was so mad.
They'd be like, what?
Well, I didn't know I was that big, you know?
What are you doing?
I thought I was
with your time?
The same size as everybody else, you know? I didn't know it was like the biggest kid. Like, you're a big boy. And I was like, oh, I'm just fat. You know, that's how I took it, just all internally, just personally and shit. But not like, no, you're tall and, you know, and big at the same time. You need to do something with this.
And you're black.
And you're black. So not the band. Maybe not the band. And your brother used to play football?
We're like, wait, what do you mean you don't want to play the drums? Like, you ain't playing football?
Yeah, that's kind of what it was. That's kind of what my high school was.
The South.
But they were cool. They let me switch from tuba to trombone, which I appreciate. So I got to hate on the football team from the stadium.
Off the tuba?
No, they let me.
If the patch system worked for band, it'd be all the heavy brass and bass. And bass drum players.
Nah, you see, like, I met a dude that he was like 6'3", and he played like flute, and that was weird.
Yeah, Terry Crews.
Yeah, I've seen Terry
Crews is a flautist.
But I've seen Terry Crews in real life. He's like, tiny.
6'2", 6'1". Mm-mm. Nah,
I was a kid when I saw him, and I was told, like, whoa,
oh shit,
whoa, okay, you know.
Can you play the flute? You know how to play the flute?
No, I can't even blow that thing. It's really hard because you gotta like. You gotta blow into like a piece of metal and make it whistle, mm-hmm. And then after that, play some notes after that. No, I'm good. I just buzz into this trombone
across the hole.
Whatever it is, there's a flute up there. You could try it.
Gay. Yep.
Is it gay? I didn't put the.
He said he didn't do any of those.
I didn't put the thing in my mouth.
I'm talking about Johnny because Johnny was like
blow across the.
Across the hole. That's it. I didn't say I blow across the hole. I just said that's how it's done.
All I know is the flute up there. I ain't never put the metal part in my mouth.
Can't even mention it. But like, how the hell do gay men have sex? Well, one has to fuck the other in the ass. Oh, this nigga gay. He like, nah, that's how you're supposed to do it.
But I mean, that's not how you're supposed to do it. I don't know what these guys are doing out there. They can be doing different
stuff.
Nah,
that's just, you know.
Use your imagination, John. Ways. If he's going to play that's nigga gay, we might as well go far with it.
I mean, there was a lot of innuendos that was being played around.
Blowing holes.
What else is it about the flute?
Like, I don't know. Douglas used to make a joke
that
about
that is probably
me being gay for playing.
I would probably any say instrument. Like that's the flute is the one that's like gets all the sexual innuendos.
You put a saxophone reed and all of its contents, the plastic in your mouth. You know what I'm saying? Like,
and it's more masculine than a flute.
How? I have a gag reflex that starts at almost the tip of my tongue.
Because, some of that is just because of the music. Like, saxophone's affiliated with jazz.
Mm, and yeah.
What is the flute like?
Jazz.
Classical music.
Yeah, I guess.
Like, yeah, classic. Maybe, yeah.
Even
and it's usually the daintier.
Yeah, so.
Notes. But also.
So, also, like, somebody like Terry Crews read it up like, yo, I played a flute. Niggas kind of look at you like.
But Terry Crews, I mean, Terry Crews is a little dude. He just buff, but he a little dude. He can come over the flute like, it look normal. I'm telling you, I saw this dude. He was playing flute. He was like, he was like second or third chair because I think he just scared bitches because he was big as fuck and he playing the flute. But then again, like, if we had to put patches on my band, it wouldn't have gone to the brass heavy section. It would have went straight to the clarinet section. It was the big black bitches.
Oh, see, I'm throwing shots.
No, I'm not. I'm just telling you the truth.
Throwing shots.
Okay, so I would be throwing shots. These women used to walk around, oh, my bad, throwing, they would say, fat. They would just scream it. Fat, fat. So it's not like I'm throwing shots. They said they were fat.
They
agreed.
It.
You know?
That was their shit.
That was the fat click. And you just be like, they play clarinet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the fifties and forties.
But I also was on the basketball team.
Well, how you did that, bro? We used to make fun of
shot threes.
traitor ass nigga.
I feel like if you play flute and you play basketball, you play like Steph Curry.
Oh, you think so?
You little nigga with the handles.
Finesse,
and you got
a lot of finesse and little throwing up shots. Flair to your game. Like,
you know what I'm saying? You the sniper.
You're not bodying down in the paint.
Like, you ain't good Kevin Garnett and Marty McSorley.
Yeah. That's a good point. Yeah, yeah, you're going to be finesse.
The flute player would be like a wide receiver.
Yeah.
In football. Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh.
Like, not even.
Nah, maybe
like a free safety just out there.
Like, just a deep. I'm the best.
Oh.
Like, you ain't.
Is that how you going to make the wide receiver look? Oh, Antonio Brown does sound like a five-foot flute player.
Because the drums would be like, that would be like the linemen.
Those are the cooks. The hostess.
Drums. Foundation.
Drums.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
That foundation's more masculine.
Well, I mean, it's the foundation of all music. It's them tippity taps, you know? So.
Maybe the flute was the running back?
No, because you'd probably want somebody in the brass being a running back. You know? They're coming with the power. The bomb. And you need somebody. It depends on what kind of running back.
He's got a point there, yeah.
Yeah, so the running
wide receivers would probably be the best one.
Yeah, because
I'm dainty.
I'm sensitive. And shit.
Can you imagine if Calvin Johnson heard this? He's like, these motherfuckers don't know what the fuck they're talking about.
I definitely don't. I for sure don't. I don't even know football that well. I haven't watched a game of my favorite team this year. I just hope they win the Super Bowl.
Who is your favorite team?
It's the Titans.
I'm going for them.
After
the
long
Titans.
Deliberation, was it last week?
It wasn't a deliberation. Yeah, weren't it was.
You
it was.
You was because you was. You
I was. Was. I was the Browns fan because they reminded.
Do your Eagles? Do your Eagles again?
The birds. Look at the birds.
Exactly how they play.
Oh man, like
Jalen Tim Tebow hurts.
Oh, don't be mad at Tim Tebow. He just believes in God, bro. That does not make you a good football player.
No, I'm not mad at Tim Tebow.
I think you
it
should.
Might though.
If God is not real, and he
he should be the proof. Because for as much as he prayed, God did not give him.
Yeah,
the
why would? I mean, but if you
work for everything,
I don't.
He had,
and
he
I think this is going to be a God out there, and he's going to be sort of like human. He's going to be annoyed about you praying for the same thing every time. I'm not giving that
That's
to you.
Too.
Yeah, I'm not giving that shit to you, Tim Tebow. You talk too much about it. How about that? I'm going to give it to this black kid over here. Came up from the hood. Got dreads. He's fast now. See that? See that? Trying to even the scale. Yeah. He let white people run too rampant way too long, I think. And that's what God does.
That's right.
I forgot about that. I forgot asking that question. Makes that turn.
No, it goes straight bad.
When God gets brought into this, the whole, it just
slides. Yeah, I can't help it.
I forgot with you. It hits that sharp right turn.
Oh, yeah.
Don't know when
Fuck
I started
God.
Hating religion so
God
much.
God is a faggot.
Oh, do that. Jesus Christ. Well, I was watching a show that was Shameless. Shameless said it, too. They were like, the dude is like gay Jesus, and he's like, God loves fags. Yeah. And it's like he doesn't call God anymore. He calls him Shim and shit.
Yeah.
Shameless. That's a weird show.
Shameless is one of those shows that you're like, yo, there's not one redeeming characteristic about any of the characters here.
No, they're all bad people.
I don't want to watch it.
Oh, I like watching people that are fucked up.
I don't like watching hot messes. I don't like watching.
What show is this?
Shameless? It's Shameless. It's got 11 seasons. Don't do it to
it's
yourself.
It's a well-written show. It's a good show. It's just
the show starts off in the intro with ass cheeks, not female, male ass cheeks. The first thing.
William H. Macy.
Is that the one that everybody was like online? Telling everybody, like, go watch, like, the first 20 seconds of this.
Nah.
It's some other I like show it, or some but shit I like it because I like fucked up characters. I just like people being in the same place.
Now, it's about a family in the south side of Chicago.
With a crackhead dad. But they white, though.
An alcoholic crackhead. Like, he does everything, and then he just be constantly putting them in fucked up positions.
They threw him off a bridge.
Get themselves out of it. And
they tried to kill their dad.
One of those.
Their mom is a crackhead.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. But they all... It's fucking In Living Single. That's what it is. It's In Living Single, except new scenario. Not black people. My bad. No black people.
Did you say Living Single?
In Living Single, where they put, it's like one of the first shows, they put a bunch of people in a room together and just kind of like wrote a show about that. Living singly, you know?
I thought you meant the shows In
like
Living
Friends.
Color and Living Single.
No. And like the Friends, if you want to take it to the Caucasians, it's Friends. Put a bunch of people in a room. They're all single. You watch their lives.
Yeah, but.
I like watching shit like that.
Like, it's
Sunny in Philadelphia. It's like
Shameless. It's got comedy in it. Like Shameless was not.
Oh, Shameless was funny.
I don't know. We'll have to check it out. I'll check it out
it's
after
20
maybe
minutes.
after the playoffs.
You gonna watch
after
TV?
The Super Bowl? Because then there ain't shit going on.
Oh. Winter Olympics.
Oh yeah,
the Winter Olympics.
We got hockey.
Hell yeah, curling is back,
curling,
bitches.
Man.
That is my shit. Yes, I'm excited for fucking curling.
Curling, bobsled. Man, yeah. I can't wait for all that.
That's my shit. I'm ready for that.
I do love the Winter Olympics.
You know,
except I don't enjoy ice skating.
I like the way that they put it up there. As much as I'm like, I don't really give a fuck about the Olympics.
You like it?
I am very appreciative when the Olympics is on, because that just means there's constant sports happening. And I guess I'm such a sports junkie that I'll sit there and like catch myself watching something. Like that's how I started watching curling.
You need to go to rehab for this sports thing.
Nah, it's not.
Like they have a good one right up the street.
Just because I don't watch Shameless, I'd rather watch.
No,
sports game.
It's not. I mean, half your year is not good.
I mean, I got, you know what I'm saying?
Into sports.
Yeah. Like football's my shit. I like hoop, you know what I'm saying? I don't really fuck with baseball.
That's a really bad sport to watch. You got to be drunk or something.
Yeah, it's cool to kick it with, you know what I'm saying?
I don't like
cool
going to the games.
And just kick it.
You got to be really into baseball.
But you got to really be into math to like baseball.
I don't mind that.
I'm into math and I don't like baseball.
It's still boring math.
Like, it's cool to play. Like, when I was younger, we used to play, like, in the neighborhood and shit. That was fun, but, like...
I think the only time I played baseball was at Rocks.
I tried to play, organized baseball. That shit's super boring.
Burning up in the sun and shit.
Yeah, that's why they be chewing on shit.
Now it's like, you have to stand in that spot. And I'm like, I'm going to go stand over here because it's shady. Mm-hmm. That's what I used to, I'm just going to overcompensate and run fast.
Yeah.
I'll just try and make it a little bit quicker, but, like,
It's
hot, so I don't want to stand right here. And they'd be like, no, stand here.
Damn, I'm good. So, yeah,
long. It's too long for me.
That's at the bottom of the list for me of things I would like to do.
Like, I fucks with hockey.
Yep.
Hockey just don't be on TV. Now they're starting to put it on TV. But
ESPN. ESPN started showing it now. If you've got that Hulu package,
I
watch all my hockey on Hulu now.
Man, that's another one we got to talk about, all this streaming bullshit. Because I'm in the struggle bus right now with that shit.
What are you talking
figuring
about?
Out which fucking...
All of them. Just choose one.
Nah, that's that bullshit.
You're like, talking about they all have different things.
Because
on them.
By the time you end up doing all this shit, you basically should just get fucking cable and you'll be all right.
Well, I mean, you can not have all of them at the same time. Like Netflix has certain things.
It should be fucking me up, man, because I swear I overlap. Because I'm the dude that makes fake passwords so I can get fucking temporary trials.
That's not going to happen anymore.
So sometimes I fuck up and,
forget.
Your boy overlaps. So there'd be two active profiles I had like two active YouTube TVs going at once and was like, fuck.
You had two active YouTube TVs? That's like $120 for TV.
But I just, the trial.
So from what I...
But just, what I do is I just cancel the credit card.
Yeah. Kill the credit card. Yes, it is.
I did that with Sunday. Sunday Ticket got me this year. I forgot to fucking cancel the trial.
That's so funny.
Yeah, so I just shut
Congratulations,
that shit down.
Congratulations, man. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Just shut that shit down. That's the cost.
Oh, shit. Now, why didn't you just cancel your subscription?
Because once you hit it, you were in.
Yeah, you all
were in. For the year.
Yeah.
Oh, I see.
With NFL ticket. It was like, once you're in, you're in, homie. There is no you can get this for a month or two and then bounce.
Do they have, like, off-season football, like the G League type of shit?
I think they have the AF.
They're working on it. Yeah. They're working on another some summer leagues.
Oh, fuck. I mean, that'll get more people in there. There's more talent
There's the women's.
Shout out to the Rush. The Rush, yeah. It'd be nice to show some of that shit.
The women's. The women's league,
G League, or the
G String League. Some of them,
I don't
lingerie shit, but the Rush isn't like that, right?
I don't think so. So you can't beat that with women. You can't change their sexes. You can't put a bunch of lesbians on the field and scare the women. They'll be like, "Oh, girl, that's fucked up."
Yeah,
but I couldn't be the coach for the women. I would have no direction.
They've got before it went left. Before I went there. I think they've got to show those leagues a little bit more, man. Give them a little love. Let's see what they're about.
I'm down, like I said.
Right? I'm down to watch a couple of those games.
I've seen the girls play football before.
We got to go check one out.
And as weird as it sounds and as stupid as it sounds, they ain't got to. Don't put them in no motherfucking panties. They ain't got to be. I want to watch them play football, which sounds weird.
Yeah, these women
fine and everything.
These women had clothes
on. They got nice asses. But the shit's skin tight anyway, so let's just. Don't give me a gimmick. I want to see them play.
What if they're okay with the gimmick?
Yeah, if they're okay.
If they're, I mean, that's it. That's them. That's their shit.
Same thing as like what Hooters,
where yeah.
like
exactly. Then you just don't you go to Hooters. Then yeah. I just probably won't watch. Like if they were two like, leagues, oh, I don't and want one these of them girls in booty shorts. Well,
she took the job. Like yeah. we offered, oh, it. She knew what she was getting into.
My brain just shot terrible thoughts.
Why?
My
why?
Point. I think it'd be more interesting if they just didn't
if they
try
were in
to
like full pads. Like, would you want them?
I don't care.
No, I want them in all clothes now.
I
want
to watch sports.
But that's what I'm saying.
Mix,
like,
I don't mix sports with sex, I guess.
So they do. They do just play.
You know what I'm saying?
They do play the game, though. Like, even in the like the lingerie football league.
They still play the
them
game.
Them chicks be hitting. You know what I'm
not
saying?
Not saying that they don't. But what I'm saying is don't advertise that part to me. Because that's what's going to not get my interest. I have Pornhub.
No,
I don't need Pornhub in my. I don't need. I mean, as weird as it sounds, like I don't think there's anything wrong with it. I'm just saying is that I am not your demographic.
Mm-hmm.
If you think that I'm going to watch football because there's titties involved,
will you watch football because there's football involved?
Oh. Yeah, and I don't care what they wear then. But if I'm watching football and I can't pay attention to the football, and I'm not talking about because the titties are out there, but because they keep marketing the titties out there, I don't like the way that they show the NBA. Right. Because to me, the NBA, it's like they don't focus on the game as much as they focus on the athlete's mental capability towards the game or Instagram or what kind of deal they've got. Or
I've never listened
like
to these guys talk
about
the NBA.
That shit. I don't care what
YouTube the NBA. Doing. YouTube the NBA, buddy. That's what you do. YouTube that shit. Get 30-second clips. I think his name is Chris Smooth. You know?
What does he do?
He just 30-second clips. Look at what LeBron James did today. Like shit like that.
You don't even watch the games.
Look at the stats. Watch those highlights.
Do you ever watch any games?
Oh, like, God, it's a long time. It's a long time. Okay. I got to do something else. Got to watch TV and watch the game at the same time. I get real bored watching sports.
I mean, I do that a lot.
Like, yeah. Just TV.
I think that's why they started doing a lot of that stuff, though, is because people were like, look, I get the sport. What else is there? And it's like that little razzle-dazzle they put on top of it. Well, did you know?
Mm-hmm.
You know?
I was just asking because, like, I understand what you're saying. Like, you don't like the angle that they sell it.
That's yeah,
but I was just asking.
But there's
you
nothing
still
wrong
watch
with
it.
It?
Okay, because it sounded. I was confused at first. I
just
didn't know.
Just because you don't like something doesn't mean that there's something that you think is wrong.
But
with
you
it.
Were like, you're like, don't sell me on that shit. I'm not. I don't want to. I don't want to see that shit. So I was like, but if they're playing football still, will you still watch it?
Nah, man. My favorite shit's hockey, right? I don't care what you're dressed as. If you're playing good hockey, it's gonna be fun to watch.
You're gonna
want
to put pants on for that at least, and some skates at the very least.
Maybe I'll just pop it on mute. You know what I'm saying? And I don't need that shit. It's like with the Nickelodeon shit. Like, I loved the fact that they had the slime 4-yard line and everything. But what if you didn't like that? What if you're like, I don't want special effects on the fucking football. And I don't want, you know, ooze to come popping out of some. That's okay.
That's
that doesn't
hilarious.
Mean you don't like football. And that doesn't mean you don't like Nickelodeon.
Yes, but.
But you're like, that's
the what I was asking I want to watch the game. What I was asking was because in my head, what it sounded like you were saying is, if the only way you could see it was the Nickelodeon way, you didn't want to watch it at all because you don't want to see all that bullshit.
I
want
to make sure that the football is good enough that I could watch it past that because that would detract me.
Okay. So
you know what I'm saying?
So you would have to see what they're doing first.
Yeah. Watch some YouTube clips.
You'd have to watch. Yeah. You'd have to watch clips of them playing before you go, okay, I can see past the sexual bullshit.
I just want
to see,
the
football.
Good. Nobody wants to see like
I think
the
sexual...
Jacksonville Jaguars against the fucking Detroit Lions. You know what I'm saying? Like they want to watch the Chiefs against the Rams.
I just think the sexual is going to go right out the window the minute there's some blood running down somebody's leg, and then that's going to go straight out.
Honestly, straight out the window. I don't think any of that matters on the field or anything. Like they're not sitting. I
like
I
can't the lingerie.
Imagine that somebody's sitting there talking about like, oh, we look nice. They're there to win that football game. You're going to get hit if you don't. You know what I'm saying? It's full contact, right?
The girls that I saw were full contact. Yeah. But I went
so
to see
not
my
thinking about it.
I went to see my friend's sister.
Hopefully
play.
They're not thinking about it. You know, it's in
no,
the
these girls
head.
Are these girls are cool. I went to see my friend's sister play. She got hurt. You know, she got fucked up. She was really good. She was fast. She was juking little niggas and shit. But I mean, at that the place that I it was just it
I want to see how you can play the game when it comes to women's football.
Oh, I done fucked up. So I got some clips up, you know.
But, I mean, not for nothing, Madden came out, I think, 2021.
Can
and
you see that? So.
You could big size it.
Big size it.
Scooch it over.
Looks like.
It looks like arena football.
I was going to say the same thing.
Wow, she just got blasted.
Why is she hitting her face? What's going on here?
Got even.
What's going on here?
I don't know what that's a flag in the NFL.
Is that?
But they allow that shit in this one.
She just like,
but she got rocked. She got, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, that was a good football play. Like, boom. And she read that
then
shit.
Then she bounced that girl's head on the goddamn ground.
Yeah,
again.
I don't know that.
That's insane. That was a lot.
That was like, hey.
That was insane.
Yeah.
What are they playing? Was that AstroTurf?
So, granted, they're in AstroTurf. Little shoulder pads, bras, and some little what? Boy shorts? Is that what them is called? I don't know.
Underoos.
Cheeksters. Whatever. Mini cheeksters.
All I'm seeing right now is a recipe for the NFL Super Bowl team. They don't have an out of bounds. I don't think that's fair.
The wall.
It's like arena football.
Arena football is the same way. Like, the wall is out of bounds. Mm.
That's what I liked about arena football is that they were like, look, the game is played different because the rules are different in this one. I'm curious to see how the game is played here.
You can't run on the wall like NFL Blitz? That's out of bounds? That's some bullshit.
That'd be kind of dope.
Right?
I don't think anybody's trying to run on the wall.
They should try it.
Have they tried that? Put the wall up a little bit higher? And they'd be like, you could throw it off the wall?
Then they would lose ticket sales because then you can't see right over it.
Oh, man.
Damn it. Those greedy bastards. So look,
she's dipping.
That's Derrick Henry.
Smashed on him.
Oh, see? That nice. All gave us the same effect of, oops, that shouldn't have. She danced
it on him. As money dance.
That lady's nice. Name is Brooklyn. My name's Brooklyn.
So,
yeah, nigga. Yeah,
these
nigga.
Couple plays that we've seen, like, damn.
Oh, she okay? She's not okay.
I want to watch the game. It's football.
That's what I'm asking.
I'll watch it.
But you said when we first started.
No, but just because I have something negative about it doesn't mean that I hate it. I'm not asking you.
Would you watch
it? I'm telling you right now.
But that's what I'm saying I'm trying to figure out what you were talking about. That's what I'm saying.
I'm asking you, after
watching four plays of this,
yes.
Would you be able to watch this beyond?
If it's only about like the big hits, we can get hit like men.
Because you first said you didn't want to see the bullshit.
Yes, so I don't want to see the bullshit.
So I said, can you see beyond
we've
the bullshit?
We've been seeing this for years. We've been seeing
but I'm asking you because this is not the football I saw. I saw some other football.
What kind of football did you see?
I saw the girls playing football full pads, pants on, because that makes sense. And they were outside. And the ladies were butchier.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I want to say 95%.
No, my point is, I feel like you're feeling like I'm attacking you. I'm not attacking you. I asked you a question.
But I've answered it already.
You didn't.
I did. I said if that's the main selling point, then I'm not going to be sold.
But
by
I
that.
Said if you can get beyond the selling point, can you watch?
I told you
if that's quality football, can
time
you watch
time,
it?
Yes.
I asked you that, and you said yes. I don't know if I can get past that. So I put a
I
clip
did not
on.
Say that. I said if that's the main selling point of that
so
league,
I put a
then
clip,
I'm not going to want to
so
watch.
I put an exact clip on.
Yeah, so would you watch that?
This was an experiment.
That's fine.
This is me asking you.
There's
and
nothing...
you took offense to it. That's
no,
what I don't get.
No, because you keep asking. You go, okay, well, what about now? Well, she hit somebody. What about now? And I'm like, no, I've been saying that it's okay. I'm curious. No,
I'm saying.
I
want to
see
that?
How the game changes.
But
I
I'm saying.
What kind of changes strategies they use in these games.
You like arena
so
football?
That's what I'm saying. We watched a drive, mm-hmm. And I was asking you, and you didn't answer it. At one point, did you go, yeah, that was good football. I could watch that.
Because I was watching it.
But you didn't. But when I asked you, but when
fine.
I go, when I ask you, hey, are you watch? Do you? Could you watch this?
I said time and time again. I was like, I could fuck with it. I was like, the only thing that I don't want to do is I don't want to be
I miss
sold
something?
On one aspect of that well, game.
Did I miss something?
And when we,
we can go back. Is this recorded?
Like, I'm just trying to ask. We talked about lingerie football. He said I don't like the bullshit lingerie fluff. I said if they're playing good football, can you watch it?
Yeah.
And missed and not.
And then, I said
it's the same thing as the Nickelodeon thing.
So Naka, did you like the Nickelodeon thing?
Over again.
You said if it's good football, you could.
Yeah.
If
no, but like
if
this.
It's good football, so I pulled up a clip and of football.
Did you want me to judge the clip on whether or not it was good football?
Yeah, that's exactly
that's
what
I asked.
That's
him.
Exactly what.
That's exactly what I asked you.
Yeah, yeah.
That's exactly what I asked you. That whole drive, and every time I asked you, you didn't answer. You got offended.
The clip
I didn't understand.
The clip was. The clip was this. You said, now watch this and tell me what you think.
Yeah.
And we were watching it, right? And the girl hit the girl, and we were watching it, and then the girl started running, so there's two plays.
I have to go back.
And she scored a touchdown. We're like, oh, shit, she dancing on him. Now, the fact that the one thing I was saying was is because I said, ah, okay, cool. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fine. I'm not going to give a dissertation on three plays or nothing. Like, I don't know what this fucking football thing is like. I felt defensive because – you didn't even need to pull it up. You didn't even need to pull anything up because I told you before. I was like, look, If they do it in the NFL, if they did it with Nickelodeon and you don't like slime and shit like that, then you're going to be like, nah, I'd rather just watch it on ESPN or something
no,
like that.
No, then he pulled a real clip up and tried to show you, would you like, did you think those girls are playing football?
Of course. They're in a football stadium throwing a football around. What game do you think they're playing? They're playing football.
No, see, you're listening literally. That's not what we're asking you. That's not they're what I was asking football. You. Yes, they're playing football. Anybody yes. can fucking play football.
But what do you want to watch this football?
You. Because they what I was asking on. You was
I don't like
the like it was like why the, is it, but why? When you brought the Nickelodeon clip up and yeah. you were like, if you don't like Nickelodeon, you don't like the slime and shit, then but I said, so if you're in a room, that's the only channel that can play the game. Would you sit there and watch the game even though you go, oh, I don't like this Nickelodeon bullshit? Would you still go, but well, the yeah, Cowboys but it's, and 49ers are playing, I'm going to watch the football
game, yes.
So I was asking you that about the lingerie football.
But if they
put so then the I bring up a like clip.
That. Yeah.
And you go, if it's but good football, yes. and I, if it's good football, you didn't say yes.
I got to go back.
You said, if it's good football, I will watch it. So I brought up a clip. We watched a clip.
Uh-huh. And you wanted me to tell you if I thought that was good
football. And we watched like four plays. No, if it was
watchable football.
And it was watchable football.
We were so that's all you had to say was yes. That's it.
I've been saying
yes. You did it. Oh my you God. You got in your feelings. I don't know what happened. Like
no, I was
you
were like
why do you keep saying stuff? Like, I asked you. Because I said, is this something?
Watching
this game right now. I was saying, could you watch
this
game?
So this isn't about the football. This is about me taking offense. Could you watch this game
and not pay attention to the fact that they're in draws and a bra?
That's what I was asking you. Are you asking if I took offense to you constantly asking me about whether or not I'd like this league of football?
Yes.
All right. I kept saying yes. I said, what? The only thing I said, there were no semantics about it. There's no backdoor around it or anything like that. I don't like the game to be marketed on anything other than its game. That's one of the reasons why I like hockey. It's like they're not talking about, oh, well, you're going to watch, you know, the billionaire. You
keep talking around the point, man.
Like, my point is this, is that it doesn't have to do with football because I've already answered the question about football. I like football. I don't care who's playing the football. I just don't want it to be marketed towards me in that way. And
you said you didn't want it to be bad football also.
Yeah, but okay. But this is marketed. This main marketing point is the lingerie. That's my point, and that's why
I don't follow that football league.
But would you watch that game if it was on? If I had a choice
to watch that game if it was on or some other game if it was on, yeah. I'd probably watch the other game. Unless they showed that there was better football on there.
And that's the answer to the question.
I've been saying that.
No, wait.
Go back to the end of what you said. You said
I'm a robot.
When you said if there was two games on.
Yeah.
You said you would probably watch the other one unless what?
Unless they was whack. If they was whack and they had better football on this one, then I'd watch it.
So that goes back to my question.
Mm-hmm. What's the question?
If it's better football, yes, if it's nigga, good I watch football,
I like can football.
You look beyond the bullshit?
Yeah, I have been telling you I can look beyond the bullshit. Okay, I just don't want to be sold on the bullshit. I don't want that marketing in my face. I'll mute it or whatever the fuck I have to do.
Nothing you can do but about
that. But if that's all I got to watch and that's the only football I get, hell yeah, I'll watch it.
So
will I willingly go and buy tickets? Is that what you're asking for? Or are you asking for a judgment?
Yeah. Would you
feel like that's what you guys because, are asking for? Because the judgment.
Because
I can't make a judgment. I don't know those women, well, and I don't
you,
know that.
The judgment is if you would buy the ticket.
What I want in my head, yeah. in my input, I don't want someone to go, well, you should watch this football because it's chicks and they're in panties. That's all I said. Well, I don't want to watch that. I don't want to see that because I separate the two. I don't think of sports and I don't think of sex in the same way.
And nobody's complained. Nobody has an issue with that.
Never the once only thing sex that, then why
the, can't I say the that? Only thing was is I said, so if that's there, if you can you look beyond that and watch the game if it's a good game?
And there's no way you can have sex with any of these women. They're all gay.
We do that all the time. We do that all the time with ice skating, with gymnastics, and all that kind of shit. We don't have to be pervy to watch these fucking sports.
I get it, homie, but that's what I was saying.
But if it's marketed towards you.
I wasn't hitting on that point of that. You said that. We understand that. You don't want that.
So then what else do you want?
So I said if it's good football.
I said it 13 times now. Yes, I'd watch the fucking game.
You said it 13 times after we got into this. That's what I was saying.
Then the answer's there.
That's why I kept asking you is because we sat here and watched it.
So now we're debating on whether or not I understood your question the first time.
Isn't there like some chest plates these niggas be wearing or something? I feel like if they're going to be bouncing heads off the ground.
They got shoulder pads on.
I think they need better pads.
Well, if you're gonna
they
show,
should, I mean, why shouldn't they have
helmets? Granted, yes, like that's the their shit pads I bounce. Agree on too. Like,
how, no,
how well, like safety wise,
we're trying to market the sex yeah. first. What are we trying to do here? What are we trying to do here? I know. What they're trying think about this don't objectively.
Right. Trying to bring it back to
no, but that's what we're trying to do. I'm marketing
radio.
If I'm the goddamn coach,
the teams are the charm and the heart.
Yeah, they're already trying to market the sex, so it's already done. That's done. They're slapping each other in the ass, but you have to take all the sex out of here. These women don't have sex with men at all. I want to say this is a 95% chance lick the clit type people. Like, these are not these are not your average women. So I think
way to bring it back, Keaton.
And that's why I can take that's what personally I can take the sex out of it because these are gay
that's
people.
Not true.
I
know that is so not you would, true.
You don't think
I do search for the for the team.
And they got husbands and shit?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. We live in Colorado. They got thruples. They got thruples, nigga. They got their own bitch on the side. You talking about? Get on my face with that bullshit. I know where I'm at right now. They got whole side bitches, a side bitch. I don't want to hear that shit, nigga.
I'm going to run up on you.
They can't talk that shit. Yeah, I'm going to talk my shit, too. I know you got a side bitch. I want to hear that shit. You out here tackling bitches. You out here trying to...
The Noah swimmer, DJ Paul, and the fucking Denver Rush football team running up on them.
That's fine. They didn't know I was as a kid. They traded me for gold. You know, my parents got they was rich. They let me go for 16 years. They traded me as a ninja in the mountains, and I saw that in the movie.
See, like, look at it. Look,
it's marketed. Yes, it's marketed for sex. Yeah,
but they all ain't.
Oh, look at this dude right here. What are you talking about? Do you fuck that man right there? That dude. Fuck you.
I was talking about the lineup. Like,
you can talk about the lineup. We already said the wide receiver got to be dainty, nigga. We get that. My thing is, would you watch my game if my football players are dressed like this, nigga? Up against the Birds, nigga. What's good? The Birds.
That's what your squad going to look like.
Hell, it's going to be called the Heart, nigga. San Francisco. I feel like that's going to be the gayest place I can get them to go. Walk up them hills. They got hills. Make them run across the bridge. Couple times a week,
shit.
Coach Keaton and the GM, and I play on the team, nigga. Quarterbacking out there, Keaton. All my pants on the shit.
Keaton got a quarterback for the girls'
team. No, not for the girls' team. For the gay team. What you talking about? Oh,
for the gay team, that's still kick you.
I'm
out.
Trying to be the GM, the coach, and the quarterback.
So, what makes you think you'd be a good quarterback in the gay league and not?
I don't know. Hopefully not. I won't be good at all. That's the point.
You'd be like, undoing everything you do as the coach and the GM.
Yeah.
If you're the quarterback.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I need to find a coach. It'll be me. Yeah. That sounds like something I would want to do.
Oh, shit.
That's going straight to the Super Bowl because ain't nobody going to tackle me. I got a line of big-ass, bare-ass gay dudes.
So, hard. So after next week, we're going to do some more sports pods.
Yeah. Yeah, I want a sports pod every week. Yeah. I was trying to clarify the question.
Oh shit. Two Blood Podcast.
We out.
What is your boy? Naka. Keaton Lewis. Johnny.
What up?
Bye. We're gonna holla at y'all.
We're gonna holla at you. What is this? Football?
Yeah, my name is
football. Oh, like did you just like look up football music?